Okay, able to stay here today, and fields are in good shape, so we did. We had a good walkthrough, more of a mental day. I've mentioned this before that, guys lock in, go through all the situations really that we practiced all week and put together a good day. So I'll open up for questions.
You have 48 hours for Luke. Do you think you'll work him out Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, he could be a possible that we work him out, yes.
What kind of progress has he made? Has he been able to move around at all?
Yeah, yesterday and, every day he feels better. So I think, we'll just see how it goes. And, I'll talk to the trainers again today. And, we'll see. We still got a couple days.
What's your level of concern for the secondary if Sip doubtful, Grotz out?
Yeah, well, I think that we've got guys. You probably see both Sample and Evans playing along with Sergio. So between those three, but those guys have, especially a guy like Josh has had experience. Sample really picked things up and did a good job. I appreciate about him was he went in there, didn't play during preseason, went in that one game and played pretty well. So he's got good instincts, and the package has come relatively easy to him as far as picking up concepts. So just as far as the reps he got this week.
Did Grotz surge ahead of McCray, or did McCray have any sort of slide as well?
No, I don't know if he had a slide, but I do think that Grotz, it's obvious, I think, when we went out there nickel, that Grotz was the corner, along with House. So, but we're fortunate. D-Mac has started a lot of games for us, played a lot of games. So to have him step up, I think is, it's great to have that kind of depth.
When you have a guy like Marquise who hasn't played yet, do you tell him, like, tonight or Saturday, set number of snaps?
No.
Do you have one in your guys' mind?
No, I think it's more, he's a part of the rotation now, and, we have the ability to play with those receivers, and now he'll get some reps, too.
Are you worried with those young guys, though, the receivers, with the drops?
No, I don't.
Get snowballing in their head.
Yeah, no, I don't. I think mentally they're strong. I think that, they feel it's like it's been on them all week. People have been talking about it. So that's a great challenge for them to kind of lock that out. And I think they understand, hey, it happened for whatever reason, but we know we're better skilled than that. We know we expect more from us. And they kind of approach the whole week like, okay, let's take care of what we do. And so it's more of a confidence that I'm seeing from them than the opposite.
You guys have eight people that are questionable or worse. If it's all eight are out, do you make a move, or do you just accept that it's, instead of being seven down, you're eight?
Right. Well, I think our hopes is that we won't have that number. But I guess if that did happen, our conversation would be probably we'd have eight. I don't expect any moves.
Are you pleased with how Josh Evans transitioned to strong safety?
Yeah, you know what? It's great. I mentioned, I think, I don't know if I mentioned to you or not, about the special teams, how all through training camp, Mal got multiple guys reps. That was one thing that we looked at about Josh being free safety, strong safety. He understood the position, really sharp, picks things up. So to have that, it's been great for times like this.
You haven't really seen him, but what do you think of Marquise, the way he's running around? Does he look like he's there?
Yeah, he's had a good week of practice. I think we limited him early and throughout the week, and today was a walkthrough. So very pleased with his progress.
How much, if any, input do you give Greg with the script to open the game?
We go through it, but not, as far as input, yeah. We talk through it, but we're on the same page with it. But, that's part of the game planning process.
A couple updates on guys. Is Gerhardt making progress?
Yeah, it's a great question. Yes, he is making progress. I think that it's one of those that we're being a little bit cautious with him to ensure that for the long haul, he's in good shape. So he's, he's making good progress. Every day he feels better and it's getting closer.
Then the next guy is Branch. Do you think he'll start practicing next week, or is he still a little bit away?
I'm not sure. I'll know more tonight. After visiting with our trainers, how we're going to progress with him. Go ahead.
Does having Bernard Pierce kind of allow you guys to be a little bit more cautious with Gerhardt?
Well, I think Bernard, we've got TJ and Denard, similar styles, although TJ's pretty good size. Bernard brings that size element, too, that gives us just a little bit different feel as an offense with him in the game. So, yeah, fortunate to have him. Plus, because of the number of linebackers that we have, a lot of those running backs are playing special teams, and Bernard has more of a linebacker-type body, which is helpful there.
like, a rhythm quarterback, a guy who really needs to get into the rhythm to really get going a little bit?
I don't know if I've ever thought about that way. I think that, everybody wants good things to happen and good things to get in that flow. But, I think, you hate to say momentum, but it is something that's real. I think that when good things come and they pile up, it's always good. So whether he's a rhythm quarterback or not, I don't know if I'd put him exactly in that category.
Has Boinkle continued to get reps at tackle? And so yes. How close is he to maybe seeing
now, he's had a good week. Boinkle has had a good week. I think I mentioned on Wednesday, we'll see. I'm not sure where he's at. He's a guy that really has put together a good week, and I think our confidence is growing with him at a tackle spot. Okay, thank you.